the Q-Link, plug for our friend Bob.
Right.
You're wearing one right now?
Yeah.
So am I. Do you think it works?
Yes, I believe that...
we touch them to each other. I mean, have you read the science on the site and spoken to Bob, and you feel that it does do roughly what it says it should do?
Yeah, my feeling is that again, what we do is follow the evidence, and you know, Bob and I have known each other for a long time, and he from the beginning has agreed that what you really do is you just go out and get as much evidence as you can on what these things do. So the amount of scientific evidence on it so far is small, but very, very promising. And you've seen some of it on TV and stuff. One of my favorites is you put people in front of a computer screen, you know, and then for 12 hours or something, take a sample of their blood, look at it under a microscope, and it's very, very sad.
Right, those who do and those who don't wear Q-Links have different...
It's unmistakable. It's really... And the BBC did a whole news broadcast on it where they brought their doctors in and had them independently do it. And the people without the Q-Link, their red blood cells, you know, look all dented and schmooshed, and it's really pretty scary. And the people wearing the Q-Link, it reversed in like 3 hours and stuff.
So. I mean, what I find is that I don't like to go out without it.
Yeah,
so
I know,
whether or not
it's very
it real,
fetish, very like, magical. It awakens the purple meme in everybody.
It
just
does,
just
doesn't
doing
it?
It.